teen pregnancy rates in the U.S. had gone down for 14 straight years until a little over a year ago, and today advocates discussed the situation on a national conference call. The call was sponsored by RH Realty Check, an online publication that addresses reproductive and sexual health and rights in the U.S. and around the world. Bill Albert is the Chief Program Officer of the National Campaign to Prevent Teen and Unplanned Pregnancy. He gave a number of reasons why he believes teen pregnancy has now increased, beginning with more sex and less contraception happening. And he said there appears to be less concern about contracting HIV among young people.
When you look at this data of the increase in the teen birth rate, the overwhelming proportion of the increase is among older teens, that is those 18 and 19. And honorable men and women may disagree about the approach that we've taken in this country about sex education, but I think very few would disagree that there is precious little in the way of education, messages, et cetera, for teens 18 and 19.
Albert also called prevention fatigue another problem.
And this is not surprising, I think, if you think about it. If you have 14 years of nothing but essentially good news, if you are a policymaker or anyone else who holds the purse strings, you're probably likely going to move precious dollars into something else. And I think that's what we have seen in part.
Forrest Alton is the executive director with the South Carolina Campaign to Prevent Teen Pregnancy. He expressed frustration on not being able to capture the mass media's attention when it comes to the issue of teen pregnancy.
Consider, if you will, that about 245 cases of the swine flu in 35 states in this country have been enough to bring media press stands to a halt all over the country. It's all that we want to talk about on the radio and on TV, and you can't even walk down the street without somebody trying to elevate concern. Yet nearly 1 million teen girls who got pregnant in the United States last year were barely noticed by major media outlets. So perhaps we haven't figured out exactly how to put this issue on everyone's radar screen.
Alton said the challenge for providers is to determine what worked in reducing teen pregnancy and to seize upon that. He also called for investment in innovation.
And that the teenagers who are growing up now are significantly different than teenagers who were growing up 10 or 15 years ago. Advances in technology, among many other things, have made the world a different place, and I think it's important that we as a field are being deliberate about investing in research that will allow us to come up with more innovative strategies.
22-year-old Shelby Knox is a comprehensive sex education activist. She's become a known national figure for fighting against abstinence-only sex education in Texas public schools.
I learned today that we actually rank between Thailand and Rwanda in terms of our teen birth rate, and that 1 in 4 young women has a sexually transmitted infection. So while we have seen some decreases, we obviously still have a problem in how we're transmitting information to young people about sex and sex education.
Knox says she's been speaking with congressional leaders for several years now to federally finance comprehensive sex education with no success.
We've had a very hard time moving this legislation, and as a young person who voted for Obama partly on the promise of comprehensive sex education, it's getting quite frustrating that there has been no movement on an issue that I would argue is in the same vein of us recently shining the light on torture or sorting out Guantanamo. It's about restoring America's standing in the world.